Okay, the Olam, we feed off the Olam over here, you know, how the Olam is getting into sugyas. If the Olam is into a sugya, so then we go weiter. The truth is, I think we're making history over here. In Adaras HaTorah, we make history. Super Seder is a famous thing. I think we're the first yeshiva also to be giving Shalom Bayis Shiurim to 19-year-olds. So this is 18. Even better. Any 17-year-olds? But the truth is, I'm very proud of it. The Siyata Deshmaya. This is what we were makabel from our Rebbeim. Rav Matisyahu Solomon says that people come for a chasen shmuz, and they're quite a few years too late. And a lot of the things that we're doing right now are creating successes, Bezrus Hashem, or Rachman al-Islam, failures in a world where the odds of a successful marriage unit are against you. They're against you for the reasons that we're talking about in the Shmuzin. And anyone who chooses to work on these things is a wise man. Anyone who doesn't is simply short-sighted and doesn't understand what they're in for. And don't be fooled by smiles in the street, by people who are walking suave, you know, like they're happy, maybe sometimes holding their wives' hands, life is good. They come to me, these guys. They're like, you know, made out of cardboard, these people. And when they come to people like me, they come crying. There's a world here that's inside the homes. And it's a real world. It's a world where you can't fake things. You have to be built. And there's a proper derech, a proper mahalach to mature into this role. Lemaisa, to synopsize the whole inyan of Shalom Bayis, the Rambam B'Tachlis HaDikduk synopsizes, we mentioned it last time, but we have to do it more be'iyun. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says that the following things that he's saying are Yeshuva Noe U'Meshubach, will lead to a house that is beautiful, settled. A man has to be mechabed his wife, give her honor more than himself. And express it financially as well. He can't instill fear in her or threaten her, Rachman al-Itzlan. V'yedibur imor benachas, he always has to speak in a calm and a collected and happy way. V'lo ye'atzav, and he can't show signs of irritation. V'lo rogez, and he can't get angry. So what about the woman? V'chein sivu chachamim ala isha, t'ye mechabedes es baila b'yoser midai, she should be mechabed her husband in an extreme fashion. V'tase kol ma'aseh alpiv, to do what he asks. Kimosar, like a prince, O Melech, like a king. Malech is b'tavis libo, to do whatever he says. Now, the Rambam, when he's synopsizing what marriage is, there's one word, and this is the major problem of today, and this is why we are in a very difficult situation. The Rambam's definition of a successful marriage is one word: kavod, respect. A person who knows how to respect has the secret to everything. A husband who knows how to respect his wife, and a wife who knows how to respect her husband. People who are living with respect can build a beautiful home, a majestic home, a simchadik home, a happy place. The only problem is the weakest, probably the weakest link in our generation is respect. You know, there's a very big mila that we live in a democracy. Okay, we're enjoying the fruits of living in democratic countries. But there's something that's bordering on absurd in democracy, which really has shaped all of the attitudes that we've had. It's true, we have freedom of religion. We have freedom to do whatever we can. But at the end of the day, there's no classes. In democracy, everyone has freedom of speech. I can get up there and I can stick my tongue out in Obama, a little schnook stark from Yerushalayim, and I can get away with it, no problem. Why? because there's no greatness in anything today. The definition of me being able to do whatever I want, and some guy who totally doesn't know how to spell his name, that he can vote for whoever he is supposed to can be the most powerful man in the world, is the ultimate chutzpah possible. And it's a kiyum of the end of the Gemara in Sota that in the final days before Mashiach, chutzpah yazgi, chutzpah will reign. Who are you? Chop his head off. Really? Somebody speaks against the head of a country, you should chop his head off. That was pashut to everyone until now. Why? Because the pshat now is there's no kavod anymore. The word kavod means kaved, heavy, holding weight. When you respect someone, you hold their opinion, holds weight. Hey, this is Meshuggah, he's been here for 4 years. Get him out of here. What do you need him for another four? Get him out of here. There's no respect. And someone who lives in such a society and doesn't take a step back can bring this into every area of their life, like we've been talking about. Ad ein shir. And in marriage, it's much, much more. Marriage, the amount of respect that's needed, according to the Rambam, the relationship is respect. That's all it is respect. So much so that Rav Pam Zatzal says, to the point where it could be viewed as ludicrous. We have Sara Imenu, okay? Sara is speaking to Hashem, right? She's saying, My husband is too old. Right? He's too old to have children. Okay, that sounds like a very harmless thing. It's a reality. They were very old. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes it. It shouldn't look that way. What's so terrible? Stating a reality. Who would be insulted by such a thing? And these were the greats of the generation, Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Who is so tiny? Says Rav Pam, we see from here that the very fiber of marriage is based on a level of kavod, of honor to one another, to an absolute extreme. And that, yes, stating even the reality of an old wife, of an old husband, that itself somehow, chas v'shalom, borei olam would see that it would destroy the marriage unit on some microscopic level, and we change it. You could be mashana. And even more so by a woman, the Gemara in Baba Metzia and Daf Nun Tes. You guys are learning it. It says, the oilam ye adam zahir bainas ishto. A person should be so careful with his wife's pain or anguish. Shemitok shedimasa mitsuya onasa mitkrova. Women are very sensitive. And if a person doesn't show kavod to his roommate, fine. But you know what? Women are less forgiving. And a person who doesn't start practicing in a regular relationship is finished. Is totally finished. A person doesn't have a choice. You can't say, that's not me. I'm not that type of guy. I'm the guy who likes to tell everybody the one-liner. You can't be that guy. You don't have options. Because if you're that guy now, you will be that guy when you get married. I'm aware of such a situation where there was a guy who was sarcastic and he was engaged, and every time people wish them a mazel tov, they're going around him and his kala, and she's like, yeah, it seems like it's going okay, so we're going to go for it. Yeah, why not? She seems pretty good, so we're going for it. Little, you know, these cute lines, one after another. And one after another, and then he gets a call from her, and we need to meet, and she's totally freaking out. She says, I'm afraid to get married to you. You say you're going to love me? Every time we speak to people, you keep making it like I'm some sort of random decision in your life. By a woman, every one of these lines is a destructive situation. It's a dagger. But somebody who's just used to just rolling these things out all the time, what? I'm just joking. You're just joking. But the Torah is machayev, an understanding of kavod. When people ask me about shiduchim, you know, people like to put me on their resume, call Rabbi Stark. I wouldn't be so quick to do that. Why? Because they say, oh, they come up here like a big tzaddik, let's learn some Torah, and they put me on the resume, and they figure I'm going to say nice things. You know what I do? I call their roommates in yeshiva, and I try to figure out what they're really like. I think they're wearing their Shabbos clothes when they come up here. They look great. Perfect hair day. Life is good. I want to see what they're really like. How do they live with people? Because ultimately, this is the most important way to decide whether or not this is a good idea for someone's daughter. I would never recommend anyone to anyone's daughter without understanding what type of roommate they are. If they're a lousy roommate, they will be a lousy husband. They will be, not a suffix. If they're insensitive and they turn on the lights at 1 a.m, they will scream at their wives. They will slam the door in the middle of the night irresponsibly, go out bowling and get drunk with their friends. Because it's about who you are. Not, you don't just start playing house at one point. A person develops, a person understands the covet that's involved to being mechabed, another person. And if a person is sarcastic and full of insults, it never stops until they stop it. At some point early, that's why we're doing this. Early they stop and say, wow, I really am a jerk. I'm not joking, I'm a jerk. Every person that's around me in the lunchroom, hey, why'd you get first? Hey, you get first. It's like unbelievable. You can't walk into one of these rooms. It's literally like it's you're in fire. Wherever you're going, there are people that can't shut their mouths for a second without insulting somebody on some ridiculous thing. Calling people out for the most insignificant things. And then they expect that things are just going to go. They will not go. They will not go. And that's why millions of people cannot get along and millions of situations are falling apart, because people don't understand the basic idea of treating friends with respect. Aleph base of life is treating your chaverim with respect. The Reishis Chachma says when you get to Shemayim, it's going to say, they're going to tell you, himlachta chavercha, did you encrown your friends? Did you make your friends big? How many compliments did you dish out today? How many, you know, times were you there for somebody? And how many times you bring someone down? It'll show up later. A person has to take a responsibility for these nekudas. The Torah says, L'taiva yivakesh nifrad. A Baal Taiva likes separation. He likes to be separate. He's totally self-centered. And then what happens is, he's self-centered in the dorms. Everywhere, the world can just take a hike. I have certain ritzinas. I need to do certain things. The world can take a hike. Imagine what it's like in marriage when you're ready for dinner. You come home, you're ready for dinner. Dinner is not ready. Oh yeah, you're just going to be, yeah, no problem. 3 hours? Sure. Babies, diapers? Sure, no problem. Yeah, my roommate said I had a problem with, but you? You're the love of my life. I just love you. Doesn't happen that way. It happens for a few weeks that way. For a few weeks, maybe one. The married guys are like, stop exaggerating. Maybe a half a week, okay? Half a week if you're lucky. But the metzias is that if a person is self-centered, he will be that way. Rav Noach Horowitz gives the etzah to women to give their husbands apples to eat on the way home because it's a complex carbohydrate. It'll control them. They don't come in. We're very scary people. Person has an apple before he comes home. He has a chance. But this is the Ershta Aleph. The Ershta Aleph of becoming a man, of becoming an adult, according to the Torah, is knowing how to give other people covet. Knowing how to value people's opinions, knowing how to call them out for the good things about them, and knowing how to bring the matzav up. Then a person comes to this Rambam, he's been doing it for years. Now he just has to up it. But it's not like, you know, you're going to, you know, we all know, like in camp, you start with like beginner swim and then intermediate swim, and then you don't just jump into the deep end like that or go into a double flip dive. Going into marriage without working on these things is like, you know, going on one of those high dive doors, you just do a belly flop. Ah! It doesn't go. It doesn't go. But if a person's rugged and realizes, reality check, I'm not interested. This is the world. This is what it offers today. The world offers these, but this is not for me. I'm changing my situation. Then a person is already starting to get shayach to these things. Now, a person has to look for somebody. So how does he look for somebody? According to the Rambam, he should look for someone who is respectable. How can you be mechabit someone if they're not respectable? And this is a very difficult situation. How do you define someone that's respectable? Lamaisa, the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Memhei, Pasuk Yudalit, Kvoid bas melech pnima. Kol kfuda bas melech pnima. The kavod of a woman is being in the Primius. The Ibn Ezra explains that the princess is in inner chambers. She's in inner chambers. She's inaccessible. And like we said last time, that the Shoresh of a Zona is someone who's Nafik Bara, who's exposed, who's cheap, who's available. This woman is somebody who's Malei Toichen. She's Malei Primius. Her kavod lies in inner places. She's not there to attract attention to her outside. She's somebody who has real substance. And when you marry someone with substance, it's easy to be machabed her. But when you marry somebody not because of her pnimius, but you marry her strictly because of her chitzonius, as we like to say, you can marry a girl who likes frozen yogurt, but you cannot marry a frozen yogurt. A girl who's a frozen yogurt, you're going to be in trouble. Oh, like, you know, she talks about those flurries all day. You'll be pulling your hair out. But why do you make that decision? Because you don't have kavod, you don't have substance. So mainly you find someone without substance. But the kavod of an isha is her pnimius, is the inside. And as much as she's a real person, that's as much as you're going to be mechabed her. And how do you do that if you're a real person? Does it mean that she can't be attractive? Chas v'shalom. The Chovas Halvava says, and the Vilna Gaon says the same thing, Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi. Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi is that beauty is vanity. Isha yiras Hashem hitisala. We've all sing this on Friday night. Isha yiras Hashem yiras shamayim. Substance is what matters. But says the Chovas Halvavas, he says, no. When is sheker achein vehevel ayofi? When is beauty not something that's an asset? When it's a false representation, false advertising, right? We all know false advertising. You go to the store and you see this picture of a burger. Wow, this is a burger. It's got a big piece of flesh and it's got a big tomato and onions, all these things. You go, I want that. And then it's pancake. What are you doing? I see it's up there. There's a burger. You give me this thing. It's like, it's barely a kezias. What are you doing? Where's the beef, as they used to say in the old days? But the pshat is, it's false advertising. A woman who is a Yiras Hashem, her beauty is an expression of who she is. So that's kvaldik. If a woman has chayin, has beauty, is attractive to her husband, and it's a reflection of an inside of a kvod bas melech pnima, that's what it is. And we find that the imahos were always praised for their beauty. The reason is because it wasn't an outward expression. It was advertising a pnimius, advertising a real substance, advertising a real beauty. But when someone chooses poorly in this area because they lack substance, then they feel the brunt of it later. As the Gemara says in Brachas, that they used to say in Ma'arava, when someone would get married, matzah or moitzi? Did you find a girl or are you finding a girl? They wanted to know how the shidduch went. Meaning, how did you do? You got married. Matzah or moitzi? What does it mean? Dichsiv matzah isha matzah tov. When they said matzah, did you find a girl in the past? They're saying, did you find a good lady? Matzah tov. She was good. Umotzi, when they say, did you find her today? It's umotzi ani mar mimavis. I have a wife that's worse than death. Whoa. Frek de Vilna Gaon, he says, why is it that the good wife is in past tense? They go, matzah isha matzah tov. You found her way back when. You have to take out the album for the pictures of the chasana, right? To remember your chasana. But when it comes to the bad woman, it says you found her today. What's the pshat? Says the Vilna Gaon, he says, when marriage is going well, so then, it's a natural hemshich. It starts off with the chasna, and then life goes on. But when you're living in that gehenum of an empty existence, where you're constantly wondering how you ended up with this lady, every day you're remembering the day you got married. Why did I do this? 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 Moitzi! Every day they ask you, did you find a Rebbetzin? And you have to go back to the video and to the album, or no? Are you living in a living Gehenna? And where does this come from? Because people choose wives based on a superficial reality. If they don't have substance, they're going to pick wives that are trophies, that walk around all places. and feel like a million bucks and just cry at home because they can't, they don't know what they got themselves into. They don't know what they got themselves into. You know, sometimes I ask people what their kalas are like, and the first thing they tell me, and I'm the mashkiach, right? I'm supposed to be the very Jewish guy. They go, she's beautiful. What do I care? Like, that's the first thing you say. You know why? Because that's where they are. That's they really know that the most about their wife, about their future Rebbetzin. So that's the first thing they tell me. And she has great midos. But it's in that order. It's in that order. The Choyvah Salvava says it's got to be in the other order, buddy. It might be false advertising. But the pshat is if we don't have substance now, then we will end up with girls who don't have substance. There's plenty to go around. Matzah minis mino. You find, you bake your cake, you have to eat it. Whatever you become right now is what you're going to marry. And you're not playing house. It's the real thing, and that's what you're stuck with. So the question is, how do we get substance now? If it's really so much like this, that we need to have substance, so we have to understand how much substance we have is going to be our home, is going to be our bias. I heard from Rav Chaim Alper Shlita this week, he was medayik in the Targum, that min habayis v'lechutz, when the Torah in the Parsha describes the Aron, it calls the inside of the Aron the bias. The word bias means pnimius, means inside. And if you want to know what your home is going to look like, the more pnimi you are, the more substantive you are, is as much as your home will be substantive. It makes perfect sense. The Aron was Zahav on the outside, it was gold on the outside, and it was Zahav Bifnim. There were no contradictions, there were no two faces. This was real. This was real. Perhaps this was the Hakbara of Beis Shammai, not to allow people into the Beis Medrash who are not Toichoi Kibaro, who are not, their outsides and their insides are not the same. Why is that the sugya? Just talk about whether or not there should be bad guys or you know, guys who look really bad on the outside. They've got like lots of piercings on them and mohawks. Why isn't that the sugya? Whether we should let those guys in? Maybe they have a lot of kochos. You know, a lot of times you find there are big magidish here in the mirror who used to have like funny piercings. Nobody knows about it now. They've sealed. But, you know, there's an argument for that. Why isn't that the sugya? The sugya is whether or not the person has Zahav on the outside and Zahav Bifnim. You know why? Because the real sugya is, are you real? Not whether you're a tzaddik or rasha, but are you real? What you're saying on the outside, what you're doing on the outside, is it real? Do you have substance? Is the same thing going on the inside? It's not just by a woman, it's by a man. The very same sugya. What are you? What's inside? What are you offering? Guys come to me to start shidduch dates, and they're at a loss what they're going to talk about because they have absolutely no real opinions about me. No real, but nice weather we're having. Wow, this is tasty Coke. I really, you know, they overcharge over here. You know, how long are you going to go with this whole thing? But the person then all of a sudden, wow, I actually need to be a husband and a father. Nobody told me I need to know anything. Yes, a person needs to have realness. And we find that people who are fake like this have homes that are fake. And where is the most fake things? In the most private parts of the home. There are people, you go into the house, you see a Sfarim shelf. You see a Sfarim shelf. Wow, it looks so Jewish here. You see a picture of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Wow, even nice. They don't tell you that if you go and you start breaking through and you go into their bedroom, it's movie night. Every night, me and my Rebbetzin, watching all the actresses in the world. It's not just me and my wife in my bedroom, it's hundreds of ladies. There's no real people. You expect to build a house that way? It's much better if it's in the living room. Because it's not affecting the pnimius. Then at least it's the mohawk with piercings. But people are hiding who they are. They're hiding themselves, and they're being fake, and their kids are rolling their eyes at them. They're rolling their eyes and saying, this is what my parents preach to me. I know what they're up to. They're not real people. When you go into somewhere real and you break through those mechitzas, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a place that nobody could break through. It's called the Kodesh Kedashim. And in the Regalim, they open up that mechitza. They let Klal Yisrael look inside. You know what you see? Two kruvim. representative of Borei Olam and Klal Yisrael being dovuk to one another. Inside the deepest place is the most great and real relationship. But in a person who's always been faking everybody, he's always been arguing that he's been doing the right thing, he's always been making excuses for himself, he will continue to do so as long as nobody finds out about what he's up to, and that's the way he's going to be living, and he won't even be able to look at himself in the mirror at the end of the day. Because he'll understand that it's not real what he's doing. He's compensating for something. He's talking too much, he's not listening. People at a young age should be listening more. Real people want to hear. Right? There's a concept. Im chachma ein kan, zikna yesh kan. If the guy isn't wise, but maybe he's older, he might have something intelligent to say. No, I'm too busy interrupting with what I know about the world at the ripe old age of 18. Chazal say in Baba Metzia, istura legena kish kish karya. When you have a pushka that only has one coin or two, it makes a lot of noise. People without contents make a lot of noise. People with substance listen. They're at a point in their lives where there are great people around them. They're absorbing, they're preparing for a greater reality. Instead of just using every opportunity as a forum for everybody to hear what's on their mind when they have nothing developed in their life. It's about being a real person. Being somebody who understands. And understanding where you are. There's some people who are not fake, but they have no clue where they are. Right? Iron Man, right? This Iron Man thing is like unbelievable. I'm glad I'm not on the Bezdin for these things. I see what goes on. This is like the biggest Rachmanis that the Rashiva had on me that I don't get involved. But everyone is like, I am Iron Man! And then you're like, okay, so you missed, what did you miss? Nothing. You didn't miss anything. You weren't at five Marivs. What? Rabbeinu Tam. I was waiting for Rabbeinu Tam. Think we're going to miss Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, you weren't at that Shabbos. That was an optional Shabbos that was something that you had to go to. But it was optional that you had to go. What's going on? You think this is like a dre? I hear this every day from people about excuses why they don't grow. Everybody's like, it's an optional in that's supposed to be the... And they do this with their life. My tefillin was here and my head was there and my Kriya Shema was over here. Be real. Know where you are. It doesn't work anymore. You can't fool your wife and kids afterwards. You can fool a wife during, I always tell women, the most dangerous time is shidduch dates, because you're just listening to someone vomit out what they would want to become if they could become something. And they sound great. Yeah, and I'm going to, I will chop wood for an old lady during Bein Hastarim, but with Mishnayos in my hand. She's like, what, this guy, he's unbelievable. He's got such teichen. And where do you see Pneumius coming out? How do you know if someone's substantive? And this is perfect before and off Shabbos. You want to know where a house is, the value of a house, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is the definition of the health of a house. And this is what we find. We find that Bachrim go to people's houses and they're either happy with what they see or they're devastated by what they see. And by the way, it's a bad sign if someone's not devastated. I'm always happy when a Bachur is devastated because it shows that he has das. He has an understanding. Shena b'Shabbos tainug, right? We've heard this phrase. Sleeping on Shabbos is an enjoyment. I want to start a new one. You heard it here first. My father's in advertising, in marketing. So we'll try this. Shabbos b'Shena tumid. Shabbos is for sleeping always. Sleep the whole day. Why not? Why not? There's a Shabbos here. There's something to do. There's a Borei Olam. There's Seudas. There's a Shabbos davening. There's so much here, and it's nothing. I don't have anything. Well, then a person has to figure it out. I spoke to a Bachur. I'm never going to pick up a sefer on Shabbos. Okay, so you're never going to be somebody, any sefer, anything. Something, some life, some... You're just basically saying, I am a shallow person. I am not going to access Shabbos. Shabbos is the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Borei Olam. A person who's like that is giving up. You know, people pre-game for Mincha on Shabbos. This is like beyond me. You guys got to get out more. They're like, pre-game for Mincha. They come to give a Shabbos to Rosh Hashiva. Like, pre-gaming for Mincha? Come on. Makarakan. But I hold it's the same thing with what Neil Armstrong did. Neil Armstrong, after he went onto the moon, he became an alcoholic. You know why? Because what do you do after you went on the moon? You don't know what to do, so you become drunk. People who don't know what Shabbos is, pregame for Shabbos. It's so sad. Why not just, you know, sing l'chadodi, like everybody else? Maybe look at the English words. Perhaps you'll gain something, perhaps you'll become something. How do you expect to build bias? No, it's just going to be poof. Right now, we just go to Tel Aviv and get plastered for the whole Shabbos, and then when we get married, we ask everyone for a Dvar Torah. It's so much, what's going on? But this is what happens. So these people become drunk at Kiddushes. This is what they do. They start off in yeshivas, picking in their off shops, is doing absolutely nothing, not knowing what shuls they're doing, going to, and then they end up getting drunk at Kiddushes in Brooklyn, and that's their wife ends up schlepping them home. Wow! If Haderes HaTorah could produce such people, it's worth it, Rabosai, for me, all the work. But this is what's happening in the world. A person has to understand that the idea here is very, very serious. Do we have substance? How can we get more substance? How can we become somebody big? And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all build Batim Ne'amanim Yisrael.